You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Indian rupee hit a new lifetime low for a third straight session on Wednesday as foreign investors continue to dump riskier assets ahead of U.S. inflation data that could determine the pace of tightening by the U.S. Fed. The domestic currency was changing hands at 79.66 against the greenback, down from its previous close of 79.59. The local unit touched a fresh record low of 79.67 against the greenback intraday. Currencies in Asia have come under immense pressure in recent months, with expectations that the U.S. Fed will hike rates faster and further than its peers, contributing significantly to the dollar's surge. In some more market news, HCL Technologies' share price opened more than 2% lower on Wednesday morning, hitting a fresh 52-week low after the company's April-June financial results mistreat expectations. HCL Tech posted an 8.6% sequential drop in net profit to Rs. 3,283 crore for the first quarter of financial year 23. The tech firm declared an interim dividend of Rs. 10 per equity share of Rs. 2 each of the company for the current financial year. HCL Tech share price has fallen 21% so far this year, underperforming the headline domestic stock indices. Meanwhile, the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence has raised a tax demand of Rs. 4,389 crore on Oppo Mobiles India, raising heat on the Chinese smartphone maker in a case of customs duty evasion, the Ministry of Finance said Wednesday. Oppo India is a subsidiary of Guangdong Oppo Mobile Telecommunications Corp. Limited. Earlier last week, the Enforcement Directorate had said that another Chinese smartphone maker, Vivo, illegally transferred Rs. 62,476 crore, which is almost 50% of its turnover, to China to avoid paying taxes in India. Oppo India is engaged in the business of manufacturing, assembling, wholesale trading, distribution of mobile handsets and accessories thereof across India. On to the IPO sector, Signature Global India has filed draft initial public offering papers with capital markets regulator SEBI. The affordable housing company is looking to raise up to Rs. 1,000 crore through the public issue, which will be a mix of a fresh issue of equity shares and an offer for sale by existing shareholders of the company, including promoters Sarvapriya Securities. HDFC Capital and International Finance Corporation are among the investors of the company. Signature Global is a Delhi NCR-based real estate company focused on affordable and mid-segment housing. The fresh issue portion of the issue will be up to Rs. 750 crore, while the remaining Rs. 250 crore will be offered for sale. In another major development, Twitter Inc. sued Elon Musk on Tuesday for violating his $44 billion deal to buy the social media platform and asked a Delaware court to order the world's richest person to complete the merger at the agreed $54.20 per Twitter share. The complaint said Musk apparently believes that he, unlike every other party subject to Delaware contract law, is free to change his mind, trash the company, disrupt its operations, destroy stockholder value, and walk away. The lawsuit sets in motion what promises to be one of the biggest legal showdowns in Wall Street history, involving one of the business world's most colorful entrepreneurs in a case that will turn on state contract language. Moving on, sale of advertisement space on internet would be liable to 18% goods and services tax, the Karnataka Bench of Authority for Advance Ruling has said. E-commerce portal Myntra Designs Private Limited had approached the AAR seeking a ruling on whether providing advertisement space on its portal to foreign entity Lensing Singapore PTE Limited was liable to GST. The AAR said Myntra is only leasing the advertisement space to its customer and the advertiser is providing advertisement services to its customer. The service provided by Myntra to Lensing is that of rendering sale of internet advertising space and is charging a fixed rate and not a commission for providing such space. Hence, the same will be classified under other professional, technical and business services under GST law and is liable to GST at 18%. On to the last segment, the stock market. BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 gave up all the gains made in morning deals and turned negative, falling more than 0.5% each on Wednesday, a day before weekly F&O expiry. BSE Sensex ended 373 points, or 0.7% down at 53,514, while NSE Nifty 50 plunged 0.6%, or 92 points, to settle at 15,966. IndusInd Bank was the top BSE Sensex loser, followed by Housing Development Finance Corporation, Bharti Airtel, HDFC Bank, Reliance Industries, among others. On the flip side, Hindustan Unilever, Asian Paints, among others, capped the index losses. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.